Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is 3/17/2022. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's start off with a prayer tonight for a young girl, 3 years old. Her name is Maya. Maya is Doug Hagman's granddaughter. All right? And let's say this. Lord Jesus, will you go right now? Lord Jesus, will you go right now to 3-year-old Maya in the hospital? Lord, you know where she's at. She is in some sort of an organ failure, apparently after some sort of an infection, a biological, bio infection or some kind of thing. I don't know if it's bacterial, if it's viral, or whatever it is, Lord Jesus. You know what it is. Lord, will you go to her right now? Will you touch her with your hand, Lord Jesus? Will you remove the infection from her body? Will you restore her organs to full health? And will you bring her awake and up out of the bed and get her home? Lord Jesus, in your name I pray. Lord, will you go to her again right now, Lord? Touch her again, Lord Jesus, 3-year-old Maya. Touch her, Lord. Remove any infection from her body, Lord Jesus. And restore her organs and all back to functioning, so that she might get out of bed and feel better right away. Lord, provide her a medical miracle. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, there's all kind of stuff going on. And I'm going to tell you what. You need to be on the guard for this new variant coming through. I think it could be the ones that you're starting to see in China that the Chinese released at the Olympics. They released some kind of a new thing at the Olympics. And I'm going to tell you this again right now as well. I will say this. I don't know what you're going to do, but old Hawk made sure to get plenty of ivermectin for himself, okay? And that's at a time when they were starting to disappear, and it's getting less and less available, all right? The horse paste. If your doctor will prescribe the other, that's fine. I chose the horse paste because I know it works, and that's what originally was used, okay? And that is the 1.87% ivermectin, and you do it by the body weight of your body. And I'm going to tell you what, that oil of oregano capsules, multiples. Children can take one or two of them, all right? You can also get Mezzo Silver. And I'm going to tell you that not necessarily will everything work every time on all things, but a combination of these taken prophylactically, taken in advance. Don't wait till you get sick. And that plus regular vitamins, minerals, and all of the different herbs and different things that can be taken. Children can take these as well. You might have a little bit of a difference of how to do it, but you can mix some of them in. A small multivitamin, all right, would be good. A bite C, a B complex, you know, calcium, magnesium, the D3, whatever. You can mix and grind some of that up and put it in a milkshake, all right, and have them drink the milkshake. You don't want to give them too much, but you don't want to not give it to them at all. The colloidal silver, I've given that to young children. I'd put it into their water, whatever. And I've had people, young kids, that have had eye problems or throat problems, that kind of stuff. Niece and nephews, I put it in the water. In a day or two, they're done. They're done with it. The oil of oregano capsules. Oil of oregano kills what? Viruses, bacteria, parasites, all right? And that's per Georgetown University. When Dr. Cass Ingram had his oregano formula, brand name oregano formula tested, they tested it against all of the different viruses and bacterial infections, all of the different even bioweapons, and it was just as efficacious and as good, and in some cases better than other antivirals they did it. Now, if you take that on a periodic prophylactic preventative basis. Don't wait till you get sick and then start to take them. Alright? And I will say this. Children are often overlooked as far as giving them vitamins, and I'm not saying that's in this case, but you need to protect your kids. Now, I also will tell you, if you got that and you start to get sick, then a squirt of the body weight, if it's the ivermectin or if it presents itself such in that way, that can be done very easily. And I had 4, 5, 6, 7 nieces do that. I didn't give it to them. Their parents gave it to them. And you want to know what? They all had COVID, and after they took it, they did one dose 24 hours. They did a second dose 24 hours later of their body weight, plus D3 and other vitamins and minerals, a little zinc. They grind them up, put that into milkshakes. They had them lick the stuff, and then they had them drink a nice strawberry milkshake or whatever. The other in it. And I'm going to tell you, within 2 days, they didn't have the COVID anymore. So I don't know what we've got here in this case, but I will tell you what. This girl is going to come up out of that bed, Lord Jesus. Lord, bring her up out of that bed right now. Provide her a medical miracle. Lord Jesus, and bring her home. Bring her home to her own bed, and so she can have the miracle of life that you will provide for her. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. Thank you, people. That's Maya. Now, we're getting real wild weasel on the stuff. We're getting real interesting, and where you're looking at the possibility of nuclear war. You have all kind of stuff, and people don't get it. People on TV don't get it. They think, oh, it'll just be like a battlefield tactical nuke. Well, if you keep pushing Putin in, people are going to do that. And he's not one of my favorites either, all right? He's not one of my favorites. But you have a scenario now to where you have a cornered bear. What's the bear going to do? The bear's going to come out at you. He's going to come out full force, not in some kind of a World War II scenario. They're never going to do, necessarily, never going to do recently the fact of bringing in Antonov aircraft and all of that. But they could bring in blackjack bombers and hit us with hypersonic cruises or regular cruise missiles. Regular cruise missiles pretty fast, too. And the United States does not have the anti-missile systems that we should have had and have certainly paid for in terms of money all over these years to the Pentagon. You'd think by now they'd have it. Well, let me tell you what. Some of it goes back to the old days. And I'll tell you where we were, and the people say, well, we don't have any of this or that and the other. Well, there are things that we used to have, and there are things that we have now, but in the private sector, in the breakaway, I'm going to read you, I've read this to you before, and this is from 1977. And in 1977, there was a particle beams weapons race between the United States and the Soviet Union. Everybody was trying to develop quickly particle beam weapons, right? And basically, after the U.S. allowed the public to watch the initial exploratory flights of Apollo, the continuing moon program concentrated upon the building up of a military moon base. Actually, Colonel Corso talked about the fact that we may have went, the U.S. Army may have gone in 61, okay, with a limited amount. I've seen pictures of Hanabu 3 or Hanabu 4 craft of the Nazis on the moon. I've seen the pictures. There are all kind of pictures of the moon that are in various roles from the different Viking and the different rovers and all of the different satellites that have passed over the moon and taken photographs. But see, they don't teach that in school, do they? So here we go. Back during 1977, they were racing the United States versus the Soviet Union, and it was neck and neck as to who would deploy particle beam weapons. Particle beam weapons! Particle beam weapons! 1977. And the U.S. had a moon base at Copernicus Crater. And it was operational, and it was had beam weapons up there, and it was trying to bring them online. The Soviet Union, the USSR, was working at bringing operational particle beam weapons into Earth orbit on their Cosmos, large twin satellite Cosmos 929, which was manned. Manned. 1977. And they equipped it with a particle beam weapon. After about 2 months of it checking out, it blasted an American spy satellite as it went over Russia. Okay? And interestingly enough, the satellite erupted in an immense fireball in space, seen as far away as Helsinki, Finland. And it was described as a jellyfish-like UFO in the news. Oh. Some of those they see over Shasta, don't they? Now, on or about the 24th of September of 77, Soviet Navy expelled all foreign fishing trawlers from the Barents Sea. And Soviet trawlers in European waters were called home. Our base at Copernicus Crater and the moon, our guys were up there trying to get their particle beam weapon racing to get it up and operational completely from the moon, where they would be able to look out and hit anything down, right? But they were late, because the Russians launched a second Cosmosphere, and it had a special beam weapon, particle beam weapon on board, more powerful, and it went up and bombarded the moon with deadly particle beam radiation on the night of the harvest moon. And I've told you before, I can remember that night. I was driving down in central Illinois through the, on a two-lane road through the cornfields, you know, on either side up high, and it was sitting right there. And I was going, I saw that the biggest harvest moon I can remember. I was doing about 75, 80 mile an hour looking up at that. And while I was doing that night, the Russian or Soviet twin satellite Cosmos popped our moon base Copernicus Crater with the neutron, the particle beam weapons, okay? And killed all the astronauts, our U.S. military that was up there on the moon, and the United States lost the Battle of the Harvest Moon. And then after that, we had trouble until Ronald Reagan, did the Star Wars Defense Initiative. And he started going for sure and for real on this and spending a lot of money to get it done. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have stuff that can be done. We have spacecraft up there, but they're in the purview of the private sector in a sense. And also in our breakaway civilization, where like the Mighty Men of Valor, the MMB, okay? The MMB split with the program because they were for Lord Jesus. They were for the Bill of Rights America of old, America of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. And they were fighting against the black magicians, the black magic guys, the black magicians, those who worship Lucifer the Lightbringer, inside the U.S. military intelligence community and the U.S. government. And those people are still there. But the MMB had a substantial amount of power because they're the ones that took out. They finally won underground at Tulsi and took out the Dracos. These weren't the little grays. These are Dracos. Big, giant, 10-footers that looked like a, you know, like a reptile. All right? Nasty. And probably eat human beings at one of the levels of Dulsi. When they had that fight down there between the Dracos and different people, and a lot of scientists and regular special forces were killed, in came the MMB. And I was told they used to fight, there's power in the blood of Jesus. They used to chant that or say that and go into battle, and they're the ones that took out the Dracos and settled back up that scenario there at Tulsi. Because of that, they stood in the way of the Luciferian plans, and I hope they still do. But then they were attacked and everything everywhere. Their pay was denied and all of this and all of that. But they took some keys to some of the best stuff and they split the program and went off planet. Now, I think some have come back since. I saw a TR-3B. I told you on air, you may have missed it. It was back a month or two ago. It was like on a Saturday night. And I had passed down. We had gone out to pick up some, it was Chinese food, as a matter of fact, takeout. And we picked it up, we're coming down the street, and all of a sudden I saw this about four or five police cars with all the lights flashing, the patrolmen out with their guns drawn on the people in a white truck. Something was in the back of that white truck or van or whatever it was there. And they had it stopped. I then got away from that scenario, passed by quick, and as I went down the street at a corner of a busy suburban intersection with all kinds of stores, grocery, gasoline, that kind of stuff. Within a few miles of my home. And I looked up, as I was pulling up toward that intersection of the stoplight, I could see at no more than maybe 200 or 300 feet in the air, a triangular spacecraft with a light on each tip. It's like a blackish gray color, and it had the one big light in the middle underneath, but lights on the tips, and it hovered silently at about 200 feet over that intersection. And I knew right there, I said, "I hats off to you, the MMB, for putting a stop to whatever was in that truck, or seeing it, or perhaps those guys were going to lay in wait to take the old hawk out." I don't know. The MMB used to provide some overwatch for quite some time for Brother Quayle and myself and for others, a couple others. So ladies and gentlemen, this stuff is real. But Joe Biden don't control it. He ain't commanding it. There's so many things that could be done if you really wanted to take out the Russians over there, but you see, this is the scenario. They had those tanks in a nice array, 4 miles of them there, right? 40 miles of tanks and trucks and all that stuff. That was an enticing moment to hit it. And for NATO to take it out, that would start the World War III. As it is, we had the Israelis took out the People's Republican Guards of Iran, took out a field of their drones, which are the bigger type drones, or like a Reaper type drone, that kind of stuff. And the Israelis flew their stuff 1,700 miles up into high up in Iran and took it out on the ground. That's why then, you see, they took out the capability of that. Meanwhile, Biden has the Russians at the table with them trying to convince the mullahs of Iran to sell the United States and Biden oil, and then Biden is willing to give them billions of dollars that President Trump tied up and took away from the mullahs for their terror group, and also the fact that he had declared the Iranian People's Republican Guard as a terrorist organization, which it is. They're the ones that funnel all this stuff into these terror groups in Yemen and Syria and all various places, Lebanon, all kind of places across the globe. They would have a president of the United States, I guarantee you. So then they hit back at Israel, and then they also hit back at one of our consulates in Iraq. But they did take out some stuff in different... Probably stuff out in Dimona, in the desert out in Dimona, of the Israelis trying to hit some of their above top secret nuclear weapons capabilities, etc. But Israel has an Iron Dome. The U.S. doesn't have an Iron Dome, but they do. And good for them. Why didn't we build one at some point? Well, the Anti-Ballistic Missile Treaty. The Russians, they built ABMs. They had the S-300, the S-400, the S-500, now the S-550. Russia has an X-600. That goes out 600 miles and will track tens of thousands of targets and be able to instantly fire on any of those targets where it keeps track of their positions and launch on them. Okay? If you have multiples of these ringed around your country, around an area, then you can control out overlapping fire in an S-600 out 600 miles, S-550 out 550 miles. That takes you up to hit satellites in space. Well, the Russians just gave one of those to Iran. Before that, they had given them an S-400, trained all their people. This is back in 2004 and 5. And then they claimed, oh, we never gave Iran an S-400. Then it came back. They said, no, but we did give him an S-300. And I see this Ned Price, this dumb jerk Ned Price, the spokesperson for the State Department of Mr. Blinkenstein and Lincoln, okay? And he said, well, we want to delay the Iranians and give them, appease them and make sure that they don't go to the nuclear weapon. And give them back their money and all their stuff. And then they're trying to say we're going to take off the terrorist designation of the People's Republican Guard. Now, do you know what else they said and what Biden has said to his intelligence world? It has not made it out into the general public quite yet. It has, but nobody gets it. But Biden basically told the CIA, the DIA, the EIEIO, to fiddle with boys internally, all the different ones, you see. He told them emphatically that the Chinese no longer constitute an espionage threat to the United States. I'll repeat that. Biden allegedly told all of his intelligence people that the Chinese no longer constitute an espionage threat to the United States. Well, then what's that balloon doing up over, New Mexico-Texas border? What's that doing up over there? The loony balloon. What's the one that's over Hawaii that's now turned off its squawk? Probably because ThinkPak allowed them to be up there. We told you about it. Good line commanders sent a planes up to look at them. They found out that it was not just a little balloon. It was a whole 20, 30-foot wide platform carried by a balloon that has the sensors, the antenna, backing up all conversations, all communications from the U.S. fleets down below. And then providing real-time visibility in terms of high-resolution video to the Red Chinese military, tracking our ships. How many ships there are, what type, what ships they are, speed, all of the different things. submarines may be an accompaniment. Just sending it over there. And then we allow that to be up over the Hawaiian Islands? Sending that stuff, too. And it's not the DARPA Corporation off the shelf. Corporation of the CIA bullcrap. Or DIA bullcrap out of the Dakotas. This is the one that originally set the loony balloons up over there. I don't know who set the one, but it originated outside east of Albuquerque somewhere. All right? And went up into the air, okay? And it's now up about, I think, about 63 to 64,000 feet. Or it was before I came on the show. Up over, flying at 2 knots with that ion engine. It's an ion engine. They can fly and keep it aloft for quite some time and then make it go around in a circle or on a racetrack. And at that position, you get to see Sandia Labs, Los Alamos, Kirtland Air Force Base, White Sand. You get to see all of the air bases in Texas, the Army base in Texas, the Naval bases down in the Gulf, all the Air Force bases. You get to see all of the different things in Texas that are up and running. You get to also see Southern Colorado and all of Colorado. If you're up about 64, 65,000 feet, you got pretty good line of sight. You can see a lot. And if you have the right cameras, the right lenses, the right sensors, the right microphones, the antenna, you're going to pick it all up. So why is the United States military, why is the NSA, why is the Air Force, why is Los Alamos, why are all the people allowing that red Chinese, allegedly red Chinese loony balloon to be up, launched from a desert location in east of Albuquerque? Why is that being allowed to be up there to surveil our entire battlefield? Meanwhile, let me give you another anomaly. I saw pictures, and much thanks to, let's say, somebody with the initial CS, who's a daughter of a good friend of mine from the Iowa. Let's say that she saw in Hastings, Nebraska, pictures of hundreds and hundreds of U.S. main battle tanks on train tracks. Not necessarily going through, but I think more parked on the train in that area. Well, from space, you could see all of that, couldn't you? From a satellite, does this not remind you of the 40 miles? It's not 40 miles, but it's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of Abrams tanks sitting on train cars on a siding or passing through on a siding. I didn't catch whether it started to move at some point in time. But they were right there in that spot. It was just like those tanks of the Russians. Well, now somebody could have hit those. Were they out there to sucker the Russians in to hitting those tanks with some kind of a missile? Or will it be for the Red Chinese to hit? Because I think the Red Chinese have got the Russians just where they want them. They got Joe Biden, Joe Biden, Red China Joe, $15 a gallon, don't you know, whose son took $1.45 billion? And according to Peter Schweitzer, they got another $31 million here just not long ago. Now, Biden's going to take Xi to the woodshed and tell him a thing or two and be tough on him. China don't care what Beijing said. They already allegedly bought the man. General Milley is the one of the chairman of Joint Chiefs probably allowing the loony balloon to be up over Hawaii so he can give transparency. So they give it to the Red Chinese general, so they worry about us attacking. We're going to play fair, Marcus of Queensberry rules. Well, somebody ought to go underneath them floating islands and just sort of put something in there and tickle their powder, and maybe they could have a little tsunami, just like somebody did, again, to threaten Japan at Fukushima. Now, when you do that, the currents come from Fukushima and come right into California. Oregon, Washington State, to come right on in. And they killed almost all a large portion of the seafood on the floor back after the Fukushima quake. We also were starting to see the radioactivity in the baby's milk and in the bloodstreams of babies being born all up and down the West Coast during that time period. So now you got Red China Joe saying the Republican Guard of Iran are no longer a terrorist threat. And we're going to give billions and billions of back to the mullahs, to the Ayatollah. And they're going to be very nice and just develop nuclear power for their interests. And then they can sell us oil. Oh, yes. We don't want to buy oil from ourselves. That would put Americans to work. That would put American pounds in good position. That would put tax dollars in our deal. But you see, when somebody pays Hunter or Hunter's uncle, Red China Joe's brother, and they save a portion allegedly for the big guy, then what you got is you got a problem. You got a real problem, ladies and gentlemen. You have a traitorous type scenario. And I don't know what you do with it. But I can tell you one thing you can do is you can repent of your sins and ask Lord Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. You can start to do that right now. You can say it in your mind, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I repent of my sins. Lord, come into my heart. Be my Savior. Wash me clean with your blood, Lord Jesus. In your name I pray. And he'll start to, if you're sincere, start to push. But that's the best deal in town. That is the thing that you want. If you're far gone, if you got too many faces, if you did something this time, the other time, or contemplated it back sometime, you got that, Lord Jesus can wash you clean of sin, your sins. And if you ask him to be your Savior, well, ladies and gentlemen, avail yourself of this pretty quick, because in the meantime, I guess Stoltenberg and Hybrid Austin, by hybrid I mean possibly somebody that has allegedly, possibly, somebody who's a big American man, but also maybe genetically portion of a hybrid. Call an angel, alien, hybrid, something. DNA crisscross. Make him more powerful in a sense of evil. So now we got all that, and Stoltenberg and him are talking about putting on alert. 100,000 troops in the NATO countries and 100,000 more U.S. troops. What for what? Well, I don't know. They're going to go in and fight a war? A World War II war? Or a Cold War 1952 war, in a sense? Or are they going to take into account the fact that Putin has got nowhere? When you have nothing left to lose, you lose it. All right? Gerald Celente always used to say that. Deep well interview. You have nothing left to lose, people lose it. Okay? So if he uses and launches not just a battlefield nuke, but if he launches hypersonics on the United States, takes out the power grid, let's say he does the same and takes out the power grid in England, maybe Holland, maybe France, maybe not in France, okay? France buying the natural gas, the oil from them. So is Germany. But you see, they zapped the Fukushima, but they zapped it with the 7.3 quake, which is an earthquake-type tectonic weapon. Scalar interferometers, scalar howitzers, The Russians were ahead of us on that back years ago when they used to control with their woodpecker. They controlled the jet stream and brought it down in from the Arctic with all that cold air down in. And that's in the 70s, also those 70s. After the Battle of the Harvest Moon, we had some of the toughest winters for the woodpecker, which made a woodpecker sound, was a column of energy, and it steered. They used it to steer the jet stream and to drop the Arctic cold, and we had like tons of snow and ice for 2-3 years in that period. And we also had, I can recall, actual temperatures of minus 20 below, with like 90 below chill factors when I lived in central Illinois at that time. I can remember back in that time when it was snowing way down south of Florida, and the oranges and all the stuff were in deep trouble. So now we got, as well as the 100,000 NATO and 100,000 U.S. troops. What do they think? There's going to be a tank charge through the Volga Gap again or something like that? No, but I guess you need them. I guess you need them, because if Putin knocks out the power grids or pops a few pop-pop-fizz-fizz innocent European countries, and in the midst of all of that, hits the knocks the power grid out in the United States, where the entire power grid goes down, but not just a cyber attack, an EMP from a hypersonic missile who can be here in less than 2 minutes, less than 2 minutes over the center of the United States. Yes, we could launch some things back, but here you go. You got all these planes. I believe Hal Turner is talking about over 12 Russian military transport jets, the types that take VIPs and big officers and big honchos, political honchos, and maybe some oligarchs, okay, to the Ural Mountains. And they're the types that would take them, and they would take their gold or silver. They would take supplies and all that kind of stuff. And then Yamanatu Mountain is this huge underground civil defense complex for the U.S., or for the USSR, for the Russian military and government and everybody. And then there are multiple civil defense shelters all around Moscow and St. Petersburg and all of the cities in Russia. China has civil defense. The United States doesn't. We used to have some of the best stuff that were fully stocked with food and water and supplies, medical supplies, cots and all kind of blankets and stuff. I remember taking a look at them in the 50s, and I knew a businessman back in the 90s here in Kansas City who had a sub-basement that they had one of those things in it. And it was he had a basement of his shop, of a store, of a business, and there was a sub-basement that had a civil defense thing that nobody ever collected. He'd gone down and looked at it, but he never messed with it or did anything until the federal, Fiddle with Boys internally came along and said, if you've touched one item in this thing, well, the guy says, it's been here since 1959. That I've owned this building for about 20 years. I've never taken it out. I happened to down there to see what was down there. I figured it was supposed to be there. I left it alone. Well, if you touch one thing, you're under arrest for violating. He says, I don't give a crap. You go down there and get all that crap out of here and take it out. The FBI took one of the last remaining shelters out of a business in the metropolitan area of Kansas City. Probably the last one that existed. That was for the people. Now everybody else since then is trying to rush to get into their past, the bunker, or into the caves. See, there's a lot of businesses underground in the limestone caverns, which Kansas City Metro has the largest underground storage system in the entire world. Eisenhower used to have a couple years of food for everybody in the United States stored in those caves. in case of nuclear war. Now there's food in there now, but it's not for the people. It is for the high mucky mucks and the top military generals and stuff. And all the good stuff, they're storing some of the good stuff. Lobster and steaks and, you know, the good stuff, right? Oh, ladies and gentlemen. If people are starting to go to the Urals, to the bunkers, to the Yamanatu huge mountain complex, Putin may have already gone there. He may already be there. And that is way down deep and fully stocked with all the food, water, everything, equipment, all the usual stuff. The U.S. has Mount Weather, Raven Rock, Zadar, Mount Pony, all kind of different ones. They still, in a pinch, could use the Greenbrier, White Sulphur Spring, under the hotel. I looked at the display and some of those things in that basement down there where they show you and tell you all about it. I was allowed into that complex for about an hour and I went in to look. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I think you should consider the fact that what Lord Jesus had to say in Matthew 24 and then the preparedness issue to urge you to have your lamp oil, bishop, when the bridegroom comes. Then Jesus tells you in Matthew 24, he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. You've got to get any possible type of food, water storage, water filtration, like a Berkey or a Gatorade or Pure, or whatever it might be. Whether you're going to boil it or put a little few drops of bleach in a gallon, or you're going to do the different things, whether you're going to put aerobic 7 or one of the oxygenating situations to do that, or just put it in the gumbo pot, yeah, you know? You can make an expedient shelter like in a basement. You could get a couple sheets of plywood. You could angle them from the top of the wall down, buttress the bottom of the plywood with concrete blocks or sandbags so it doesn't scoot out. Pile them up. Then you can put on the edges, you can have like a 2x10 or 2x6 on the edges. And then you could then stack up bricks or stack up further sandbags or bags of grain on the ends. You put water barrels up there. You put boxes of your long-term storage food or your canned goods. You then put your spot to go inside of that. You have your gas mask, a Tyvek F suit at the ready. And you can survive in terms of that, because you're putting distance and mass, and then with the effect of time, you're then going to mitigate the radiation and the fallout radiation over time and enhance your survival. Press and Carneys, How to Survive Nuclear War. Holly Deo, Dare to Prepare. Holly Drennan Deo, No Such Thing as Doomsday. Philip Hogue, get you a book, get it now, start to read about it. Crescent Carney's book is online for free. You can print it off in a PDF form. Get you a nice ream of paper, print it all off, put it in plastic sleeves or inside of a waterproof container. Put a, you know, drill a hole in the corner and put a brass brad or something through it. Or put a little string through it, or whatever you want to do. And start to read it and understand what you can do on an expedient basis, or on with a little bit of preparation. People say, well, I got an attic. You know, good question. Somebody in a warm climate. I've got an attic, but I got to figure out a way to cool it. So I want to put more food storage in the attic, but I don't want it to get too hot. And I said, what you need is to get you a nice little solar attic fan, a solar attic fan that you just, within about an hour, can be installed. You drill a hole, it's got a solar panel on it, and it turns the fan and will greatly cool that area in the attic and blow air through. And then usually there's side vents or on the eaves of an attic, but it blows that air, will cool that down quite a bit. Solar attic fan. You can pick them up at Home Depot, Lowe, whatever, online. All right? Another idea for you. You can dig a root cellar if you got ability to dig and you don't hit water, like in 3 feet or something like that. If you got a, you know, can dig down a little bit, you can dig your root cellar, and it's going to be a permanent temperature. So somewhere, get down around 4 feet or whatever, isn't it? I think a permanent temperature of about 45 degrees or something like that. In the wintertime or the summertime, I think. Cool in the summer, warmer in the winter a little bit, but still not freezing. And you can put food away in that. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, getting to be wild weasel time. Getting to be wild weasel. Now, if you start to look in, there's a good program the other night called Black Files. Mike Baker, who was the one of the top covert CIA operators. That's not the politician type suits, but the guys who get the job done out in the field. You know what I mean? Mike Baker does this Black Files program. Maybe you can find it on TV. He's going around and talking to different DARPA scientists, different people, about all kinds of stuff. Incredible program. But just to let you know, the U.S. in 1977 was in a race with particle beam weapons with the Russians and Soviets. They beat us by a day, and with their cosmospheres, took out our base, Copernicus Crater. Crater on the moon. Copernicus Crater. Okay? So don't tell me we got don't have this or that, or that B-52s are our state-of-the-art. You know? And most people in the military don't have a clue. Even those with a top-secret clearance, but it wasn't top-secret plus 17 levels or 21 levels or 30 levels up into the pro words, where maybe less than 50 people know. Maybe less than 10 know. So, we want to keep Old Hawk on air, hitting blows against the Lucy, striking blows against the Lucy shins. You want to keep Old Hawk in the game, and I hope you do. Anything is most needed and wanted. Can be a Federal Reserve note, a bit of silver, a bit of gold, or a check. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And Lord Jesus, return it to you 10,000-fold. And for all those who send a little something here and there, or even a big something, I thank you so much. I have not been available as much to thank you for it online or, you know, in another, any other way. But I do thank you for it. May Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. May he protect all of you out there in the listening audience. May he protect all of you and your family from evil. May he provide you a superabundance in everything that's needed or wanted so that you might be those who survive it till the end, who endure it till the end, the same shall be saved. Or, but he also tells you if you were to lose your life, in the war, or in the attacks, or in a bomb, or whatever it is. If you're with him and he's with you, then you're going to have everlasting life with him in heaven. That's a good deal, people. you don't avail yourself of that. You're fooling around. You pay attention to the simple portion. Know the Lord Jesus and know that there is power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. Repent of your sins to Jesus and ask Him to come into your heart to be your Savior. And if you're sincere, He'll start to push you clean. But you may have some real dark windows on your, you know, so to speak, dark windows on your old factory building outside of town that have got 20 years of dirt, dust, and grime on the windows. You clean them once, you can kind of see a little more light, but you might have to clean them 3, 4, 5 times before the sunshine comes in. So get started with Lord Jesus right away. And Brother Quayle can help you and assist you with so much of it. 406-586-4840. Get silver or gold. You can get high-quality night vision. You can get radiation detectors. You can get Steve's books, videos, and you can subscribe to Steve's different message systems and different things so that you can know what's going on and that you can tell your family and your friends and your neighbors how this started. And that's one of the things Old Hawk did when he was recruited by Archangel Michael on behalf of Lord Jesus. They told me the first thing you're going to do is strike blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus. Second thing is you're going to warn thy remnant with ears to hear and eyes to see of what's coming and what they might be able to do to prepare. DeepWell.com or 406-586-4840. You can tell them Old Hawk sent you. And then let me tell you something. We're still scoring victories on behalf of Lord Jesus in Indochina with the Nuna Makers, Indochina Bible Project. We've got people in the mountains of Indochina, various countries, Vietnam, Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, etc., Burma, perhaps. And you can help give them a Bible and a songbook in their mountain tribal dialect. Every village has got a different dialect. Anything is most needed and welcome can be sent to Nunemaker, Nunemaker, Bible Project, or Indochina Bible Project, at your pencil, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, with a Y, M-Y-E-R-S, Town, Pennsylvania, 17067. I'll repeat. Indochina Bible Project, or Nunemaker, Nunemaker, Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And by hook and crook and by various means and back mountain roads and passes and up steep hills and all kind of stuff, with the Lord Jesus on the side of those who take Him up there. Over 200 Bibles and 150 songbooks are being being distributed now in two different tribal languages. They're on fire for Lord Jesus. They're on fire for Him. I guess this, I'll work on that tomorrow night. Anyway, I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, you better go out and get you some more food. Better get you if you do not have it. Berkey Water Filtration System, or a Katadyn Combi, or a Pure, P-U-R, or whatever it is. You need to get you some 5-gallon jugs, or get you water blocks, or small blue food-grade water barrels. Get the big ones, too, if you want, but I prefer the small ones. They're easier to move. I wish they had more of those instead of the big ones I've got. And then get any kind of thing you can get. If it's nothing else, you can get another can of Chunky or Progresso soup. Got the meat, potatoes, the vegetables, and the gravy all right. And then get you, if you can't get the big bag of rice, then get a box of Miracle Rice. Or what used to be Uncle Ben's, whatever it is. But don't get the basmati rice. You got to get the white rice in the big bag. Because the basmati or the brown rice or the wild rices go bad quicker. But if you can only get just a small thing, then get a small bag of rice or a box of Miracle Rice, minute rice, and one can or two cans of Progresso or Chunky soup. And that makes a couple rations for a couple people. So what have you got in it? You've got about, what, 350, 375 a can, okay? Say for you got $8 on two cans and you got another what $3-4 of rice, so for $10-12 you can feed your family for another day or two. Don't go into their Lucy Berry at night without a pie. Stand for the Lord Jesus, stand for the family, stand for your Bill of Rights, your property, mighty metal dollar, you mighty economic low in the enemy. I think already, I know you're ready. I'm making the fool, baby. You're the best and the hand. I know. Better. Yeah. Road and track. God bless you and little L. Mom and Dad. May the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. Keep up with your studies as well as before. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you. May Jesus protect you against all evil. Go out and prepare. Go out and prepare.